So the topic that we're looking at the moment is Every Day with Jesus. And I've taken that pretty literally, to be honest. And I just thought to myself, well, what did Jesus do every day? And what do we do every day? And the thing I thought about was eating, apart from the days when Jesus was fasting, obviously. I'm rubbish at that, but Jesus was good at it. So there's lots of different accounts in the Gospels of Jesus sharing meals, sharing food with people, and of him using stories about meals to illustrate different things. Food features quite a lot, actually, in the Bible. And I thought we'd just see how many things we could think of together now. And in theory, there is a special interactive way of doing this. This is where we see if you've done your homework, because you should have at least one fresh in your mind. So we're going to create a word cloud together. You can do this whether you're at home or whether you're here. Get out your phone. If you haven't got your phone or you don't feel like it, you can shout and Carl will put it into the word cloud for us. But if you enter this, go to menti.com and then enter this code. And then you have got the option to put in two kind of times when Jesus ate with somebody, and it will appear in a beautiful word cloud for us. So I'll give you a second. If you haven't got your phone or you don't want to do that, as I say, do shout out. Carl will put them in. We don't want to lose your input. And you can do this remotely as well. You don't have to be in the building to do this. So let's see if there are words appearing on our word cloud. Oh. Go back to the code. Hang on. Oh, it started with an 8.
It's at the top.
It's at the top. Hang on. Give it. It's all gone. Oh no, the technology is failing us. I should have done a flip chart. That's what I said. I should have just had a flip chart and a pen. Yeah, yeah. A flannel graph. Yes, all of that. I'll do an interpretive dance. That's what I'll do. If you call them out, I'll dance. No, I won't. I promise I won't. Carl told me Menti works for him all the time at work. It's really good. It doesn't... oh, dear. Ooh. Hang on a minute. It's coming. Oh, look, you see some of them are there. So that's all right. We can have the same one twice. Come on, there's more than this. There's lots and lots. I've got... Oh, yeah. So who ate with Jesus? Yeah, Zacchaeus. That was the one I couldn't spell, so I'm glad someone else put that one on there. The 5,000, yeah. Oh, come on, chat, if you've got ideas. Yeah. Breakfast on the beach with the disciples, yeah. When he'd come back. Oh, the fish and the loaves, yeah. The road to Emmaus, yes, I thought of that one. Yes, the wedding, yes, I thought of the wedding. There must have been food there, not just wine. yes, they would have been falling out the windows. Yeah, Mary and Martha, yes. I couldn't think of what to call it. I've got the woman with the feet, but I think there's got to be a better way of describing that. Whose house was that? The woman with the feet is not a great description of that, but yes, perfume. Yeah, okay, the woman with the feet. There we are, it's on there. Right, any more that we can think of? Sorry? Oh, yeah, eating with Matthew the tax collector, yes. There's lots. So, lots and lots of references. We can keep adding them, keep putting them in there if you're thinking of more. To Jesus eating with people. And it just got me thinking about a few different things that I thought might maybe encourage us, challenge us, relating to sharing meals together. But just before I share those, I wanted to ask you, who would your dream dinner party guests be? If you could pick three people that you could have round your table to have dinner with and just have a chat with the person next to you. If you're at home and you're on your own, put them in the chat so we can see who would you like to have dinner with of all the people, past, present. They can be dead, yes, historical. Cheryl, Richmond picks Cheryl. That's nice. That's a good job. Richmond wants to eat dinner with Cheryl. They can be fictional. Yeah, they don't have to be real. Who would you really like to have dinner with? If you could just pick three really interesting people to have dinner with, who would they be? And just kind of have a chat with the person next to you and see who you'd like to have dinner with. Boris Johnson. There'd definitely be wine. Oh. Mary Berry, that would be a good... Now, is she cooking or is she a guest? I'd feel very under pressure if Mary Berry was a guest round my dinner table. Barney wants the Queen, Mother Teresa, she'd be good. I found some pictures of famous people. Judi Dench was on there. I thought, actually, she'd be really cool to have dinner with. I bet she'd have some amazing stories. So, yes, lots of cool people to have dinner with. There's some ideas there. Some of them I did not recognise, but I did recognise a young Judi Dench. So, yes, lots and lots. I can imagine there's a whole range of different people that you'd quite like to have a meal with. I know some random ones there. Snoop Dogg, yeah, why not, hey? You know. Wow. So I imagine that lots of different people will have featured in your thoughts of who you would choose to have dinner with. This was a very random selection off the internet. These are not the people I would choose, just to clarify that. But who Jesus ate with was significant. He deliberately chose to eat with people who maybe were looked down on by society, like Zacchaeus and Matthew, the tax collectors. And in doing that, he said something about who God was and what God thought of those people. So I guess that's the first thing that popped into my head about having meals that and the meals that Jesus ate was, can we use hospitality and food to show God's acceptance and value to people who others might have rejected? And I know that that's something that people in this church do, but it's just a kind of re-encouragement. Is that a word? If it is a word, I'm going to use it. To do that. So that's the first kind of, I don't know whether there's a slide with that on there, Carl. There might be. Shall we move on from our dream dinner party guests? Yeah, look. So, yeah, using food to show God's acceptance. And I think we can also see from the kind of accounts in the Bible that Jesus used mealtimes and eating together as an opportunity to grow relationships with people. Seems really obvious, but to get to know them better and to share stories and life together with them, as well as to teach them about God's kingdom and the way he wanted them to live. And we see throughout the Bible, not just in Jesus' life, that sharing a meal together is a really important way of establishing and deepening and enjoying relationships with other people and with God. And Jesus enjoyed meals with friends, people like Mary and Martha and Lazarus, with his disciples, we have them all on that list, and also with people like the Jewish religious leaders and people that other people didn't like. So I was thinking about Mary and Martha a little bit and how Martha was really busy getting everything ready and perfect for Jesus to come for dinner. And then I was comparing that with Zacchaeus, and he had no idea Jesus was coming to dinner at his house that day. He was just up a tree trying to get a view of Jesus amongst the crowds, and then Jesus looked at him and invited himself to dinner. That's like my worst nightmare, someone just inviting themselves to dinner at my house. I'm like, oh, you know. He hadn't done a food shop. He hadn't planned a menu. He hadn't cleaned. All of that. But I think Jesus was just as happy eating at Zacchaeus' house as he was at Martha's house. Because for him, it was about spending time with those people. And that really kind of challenged me. It didn't have to be perfect and fancy. I think sometimes, I know I do, I get a bit worried about having people around for meals. You know, mealtimes in our house is a bit more feeding time at the zoo than come dine with me. And it's just a bit kind of chaotic. But actually, Jesus shows us the important thing is to kind of be together and to share life together. And meals are a really good way of doing that. Whatever age you are, whatever stage of life you're in, you can just sit down, eat together, share what's going on with you and your experiences. And that's really great. So that's kind of my next challenge, and it's a challenge to me, I guess, is who can we share life with, real life with, over food in the next few weeks? And I know in the last 2 years that's made it really difficult, and some of us are still a bit COVID cautious, and that is okay. But I just really want to kind of encourage us to reclaim eating together, as it's a really important part of life with God and each other. And I think it's actually part of our DNA as a church. I remember Jack, who kind of started ISCO all those years ago, he was amazing at having people around for meals. Wonderful roast dinners, great Yorkshire puddings, desserts with masses of clotted cream. I mean, what's not to love about that? And when I first came along to this church as a student, which was a long time ago, one of the things that really kind of made me feel welcome and like I belonged was people inviting me around to their houses to eat with them. And it was part of what made me stay. You might regret that now. But anyway, I loved being kind of with people of different ages and different stages of life, not just with other students like me. I was kind of part of a student blob. It was really nice just to be with people who were different and hear what they were doing. And I remember having Jack at my table too. He came and ate with me and my housemates. All of us were in our early 20s and he was there, just this wonderful smiley granddad at our table, and I loved it. So if you're not comfortable with having people inside your house at the moment, that's fine. But, you know, let's be creative. Take a picnic to the park, sit in a beer garden, sit in your own garden and have a barbecue. You know, it doesn't have to be something big and fancy. You don't have to have three courses. You know, have breakfast together. Take your packed lunch to the park when your work break. You know, just be together. And the last thing I was thinking about was how Jesus used meals to teach and show people something about God. And we were all encouraged, you should have done your homework, to read an account of Jesus eating with someone in this past week. And if you did that and something kind of stood out for you, it would be really good to add that to our word cloud. You know, something about what eating with Jesus showed people about God and his values and what kind of life in the kingdom is all about. I mean, I was thinking, you know, we thought about Mary and Martha. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's about spending time together. I mean, it's hard to fit it into a word, but if you can fit it into a word or a little sentence, then pop it into the word cloud now. We were talking about it at home, and Elijah was saying that he thought Zacchaeus showed that God loves everyone. You know, it doesn't matter what other people think about you. God loves you. And I thought, yeah, that's great. That's exactly what he was showing. So, yeah, pop them in there. The feeding of the 5,000, something about God's power and his provision. You know, there's lots of things that those kind of events, they're more than just, you know, a sandwich and a cup of tea. So, yeah, what have we got on there? Let's see. Abundance, yes. Love, absolutely. Grace. A challenge to the law, yes, definitely. What else have we got? That Jesus is our friend. That we're his family. Yeah, all of these things that God was showing just by the simple act of eating with people in the person of Jesus. So, yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, when he shared the Last Supper with his disciples, he taught them how to share bread and wine to remember his death and resurrection. It's something we still do now. The last thing I was just thinking about was how can we have dinner with Jesus? I'm sure in all the times that people have been asked the question that I asked earlier about who they'd like to have round for dinner, Jesus might have featured. He'd be really interesting to have at your dinner table. So as Jesus's followers, we've actually got the opportunity to have dinner with him every day, which is really cool. And it doesn't have to be kind of complicated. You know, you don't have to do a massive in-depth Bible study on Revelation or something. It can be as simple as praying to thank God for your food, chatting together about what God's been doing in your life recently, asking if there's anything someone would like prayer for, sharing what you would like prayer for. And that can be something you do in your family or kind of on your own or when you have guests around, or all of those things. So in our house, we've tried a few different things, and Naomi's just going to come really quickly and tell you a couple of things that we do in our house to try and invite Jesus into our meals. You're not coming. Go on. Esther's going to come. Okay. Stage fright. Here we go. So I've bought some of them to show you. So do you want to just tell us then, Esther? So what are these ones, Esther?
They're dippers.
So how do they work?
And we put, so we pick out a dipper and it says, it has a word on that we have to try and guess the meaning of.
Some of them.
And then it has a Bible verse on the back and you read that verse from the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it has, I've forgotten.
What if you? Yeah. So we've got some different topics. We've got a prayer one, a God one, and a key Bible words one. And they've just got a kind of thought for the day, an idea with a Bible verse linked to it and just something to pray about. So the Bible words one's quite fun. There's all sorts of really interesting words that you find in the Bible that you might not know what they mean. And so that's just one of the things we do. It doesn't take very long. You just pick one out, have a little thought, and that's really good. And then the other one, do you want to fish the other one out of there that we've used? I'm going to put these down because I'm going to drop them otherwise. So what's that one?
A prayer journal. And we write who we want to pray for in the week, I think.
Yeah, and we also write in things that we're thankful for, don't we?
And we write out things that we're thankful for, and prayers for our family and prayers for others.
Yeah. And the really nice one about that is you can look back at the week before and see the things you prayed for, and they can maybe be in your things that you're thankful for the following week. Lots of you are in here. Actually, we've prayed for lots of you over the past few weeks and months with different things that we know have been going on in your lives. So thank you, Esther. You know, it doesn't really matter, thank you, my love, what you do, but it's really great just to find a way of being aware that Jesus is at your table sharing your meal with you. So yeah, that's it really. The sort of questions I would leave us with were, who can I share my table with, and how can I invite Jesus into my meals? And now, at the end, you should have been encouraged to bring your diary. Again, a piece of homework, we'll know who's done it. Because actually, I don't want to just kind of speak and then everyone go away. I find that if I don't do something about things immediately, then I don't do anything about them. That might just be me, but it might be you too. So the encouragement is today to have a look around, see if there are people here or on Zoom that you want to have a meal with, that you just want to share food with, and then take your diary, actually physically put it next to theirs, and put a date in it so that you can do that. And there are some invitations over on the table here and there. If you want to decorate them, you can, or you can just use them. And then you can, when you've decided where and what, write it on there. They can put it on their fridge as well as in their diary. And then there's no excuse not to be there together having food. And I just love to kind of really, for us all to be sharing life and faith together over food in the coming weeks. So we're going to have extended coffee in a minute to give you time to get your diaries together. There are biscuits. We're going to eat food together socially. And yeah, please get your diaries out. Invite people. Use the invitations that are here to just get together and share the goodness of God over food together.